all the preparedness that you've done is about to pay off big time. You're living in a world that is now in the opening stages of collapse. And it's, of course, a multifaceted collapse. There's a financial collapse that's underway, currency collapse, wealth collapse, massive wealth destruction is in play right now. But also, of course, the collapse of lives. People are being killed by these vaccines. They're dying from these weird, mysterious clots that are growing inside their bodies following these vaccines. So we're talking about a multi-layered systemic destruction of life and assets and sanity also in culture. Those are other sort of attack vectors against humanity right now. It's all happening simultaneously. And frankly, the only people who are going to survive this are those who have prepared in advance. And that is not most people. So one of the biggest takeaways from all of this, the big realization, and I know this is kind of sad, maybe a little shocking, maybe a little doom and gloom, but people you know are going to die. People you know are going to starve. And probably people you know have already died, by the way, just from the vaccine. I mean, people I know have died. It seems like everybody knows somebody who died from the vaccine. But people you know are going to starve. People you know are going to be financially wiped out. People you know who you thought were pretty well off that seemed maybe upper middle class, they're going to be homeless. They're going to be living on the streets. They're going to be living in a van down by the river or a tent in the back of a pickup truck or maybe just a tent and no truck because they can't afford the car payments. People you know are going to be devastated. And maybe people that you warned, because I don't know about you, but I can't help but warn people all the time about what's coming. When I see it, I warn people. And of course, most people do not listen to news that they don't want to hear. Most people can't handle the truth about currency collapse, about history unfolding, about the food supply collapse, starvation, food inflation, rising fuel prices, the collapse of logistics and transportation, and all of these things that are happening right now. And they don't want to hear it. They don't want to acknowledge it. And so they pretend like it's not happening. And now that little fairy tale delusional world that they're living in, that world is collapsing because reality is intruding. And reality is a rude guest. Reality sucks if you've been living in a fantasy land. Now, if you've been living in the real world like you and I, reality can be pretty awesome. I mean, let's face it, it's pretty awesome to be prepared right now, isn't it? It's pretty awesome to already own gold and silver and have a backup food supply. I mean, not only does everybody that you told now realize that you are a genius, but also you're eating food that you bought at half the current price, or maybe you're burning fuel that you paid less for, or you have supplies that other people just can't get because you stocked up in advance. You know, good planning does matter. Good planning does save you. And right now is a great time to be somebody who saw this coming and took action and got prepared. But even for those of you listening who maybe haven't taken preparedness steps yet, or perhaps not enough yet, maybe some of you have been listening to my podcast as a form of entertainment. I'm like, wow, it's so interesting to hear this guy, Mike Adams, talk about how bad things are going to get. And some people have kind of like a doom porn view of the world. They just want to hear some doom for whatever reason. I don't know why, but I mean, that exists out there. I'm here to tell you my purpose in this is not to be a form of entertainment, but to urge you to take practical action to get prepared. And those who followed my warnings are well positioned right now. Those who did not follow my warnings are going to be in dire straits. They're going to lose their assets. They're going to possibly die. They're going to possibly starve. You know, they're going to be in a bad situation. However, with that said, there's still a very tiny window of opportunity to get prepared. You can still go to the grocery store and buy quite a lot of items right now. Although I know there's shrinkflation and I know that prices are much higher than they were a year ago and a lot of things are not available and the selection is vastly reduced and so on, you can still get stuff if you take action now. You can still buy ammunition online if you take action now. You can still get a rifle or a pistol in America if you take action now. You can get backup food supplies. You can get backup medical supplies. You can buy radios. You know, you can buy satellite communications equipment like I talk about frequently. You can still get these things. But your window of opportunity is slamming shut very, very quickly here. There's not a lot of time left. And it's interesting because remember that by the time the masses figure out they need to prepare, it's way too late. By the time the masses figure it out, everything's gone. You don't want to be behind the herd. You don't want the herd to move before you do. You got to be ahead of the herd or you don't have any way to get anything. Because the herd will wipe everything out once the herd moves. Just think about the great toilet paper shortage of 2020. Suddenly everybody decided they needed to stock up on toilet paper. And then it was sold out everywhere. There was toilet paper rationing. So that's going to happen across the board. And yes, you should expect food riots. You should expect total collapse in some cities. The Democrat-run cities are going to be catastrophic, Mad Max type of scenarios. No police, complete chaos and lawlessness, lootings, rapings, theft, arson, shootings, murder. And heck, that's about every Saturday in Chicago right now. Imagine when the financial system collapses and food stamps don't work and the grocery store shelves are empty. You're going to see the gutting of retailers in most of these left-wing cities. I mean, retailers are going to be just cleaned out and they will shut down. And then there will be no supplies remaining at any price in some of these cities. And then, you know, emergency will be declared and the governor, like Newsom, will declare, oh, the California National Guard is going to come in and they're going to deliver food to you. And, you know, you got to line up now at the camp. And you got to present your ID. You don't need an ID to vote, but you need an ID to get, you know, free government emergency food handouts. And then if you're on a red flag list, then maybe they take you away to a concentration camp somewhere. I mean, this is what's coming. Or they come after you if you own a gun. This is what's coming in America. Complete lawlessness, the complete collapse of society. But if you're prepared, you can make it through this, and not everybody's going to, and maybe not even half. We'll see. Not sure yet exactly how bad it's going to get. We could lose more than half the population. We could lose 2/3 of the population of the United States. We could lose a couple hundred million people. I'm hoping that doesn't happen, but that's within the range of possibilities. So be ready for that to potentially unfold. By the way, check out my website, prepwithmike.com. I've got a lot of preparedness videos there. And I'm posting some new ones. I'm doing some reviews of some folding AR-15s that are really cool, by the way, really useful stuff. And reviews of some other things, many other things. So check it out, prepwithmike.com. Thank you for listening. Also download my free audiobook, resilientprepping.com. Teaches you how to survive the total collapse of civilization, resilientprepping.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening. And check out more of my podcast at brighteon.com, or you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. Take care.